Charlie Smith, can you give your bee testimony? Because it totally blessed us.
Good evening, brother.
Good evening. Hey, we were just talking about the bride and the lamp and all that. Did you miss that?
No, I got it.
Okay, all right. How come you didn't jump in there with your revelation?
I wanted to hear what you had.
So I know you got some good stuff there. Not to put you on the spot.
No, that's fine. Yeah, I would like to share that testimony with those out there that maybe hadn't heard it.
Amen.
God gets all the glory and honor. I mean, it's his salvation, isn't it? we've been studying, the real good news in our Bible studies. And last week we was in chapter 1, and it really impressed me greatly, you know, about the gospel being the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. And, we went into some areas, you know, talking about salvation, the word salvation in the New Testament being a Greek noun, soteria, and the verb word for salvation is sozo. And it covers a lot of different areas of our life. Sometimes we just think, well, that's when you get saved. That's as far as salvation goes. But really, that's just the beginning of it, because it goes far beyond that. And, you know, you're talking about deliverance and salvation and healing, provision, protection, you know, and it just goes on and on and on and on. And I reckon, if I remember correctly, while the definition, of soteria was, since it's a Greek word, it means all of our needs are supplied like a little baby. And I thought, well, you know, we're like little babies, and then we grow up to be, you know, children, and hopefully we grow up to be sons of God. But the Father is the one that takes care of us. You know, he's the one that supplies all the need. And so, pondering on this, why I was mowing my mother's yard Wednesday, I believe it was Wednesday afternoon, and we was in a hurry because I was wanting to do the chores and get back home and spend as less time as I possibly could, you know, doing manual labor. So we went to my mom's, and Linda, she took the backyard, and I'm in the front yard, and we all gassed up and took off. And in the front yard, I guess the yard's probably about 65 foot long, you know, and something like that. And so I flew in on it because I was wanting to get this job off of me, you know. And so while I was endeavoring to to get done with it in a speedy way, I went up and down the yard maybe 2-3 laps, and I wasn't paying any attention. I had my mind on the Bible study that we'd went over that morning and all, and I ran over a large nest of bees that was in the ground, yellow jackets, and I wasn't paying any attention. I had my mind on the Lord, you know, and I was just soaking it all in, you know, his goodness and his spirit and everything. I had my mind on the Lord, and that was all I had my mind on. And so I went to the end of the yard, turned around, and came back. And when I came back, I saw some bees, you know, not many. Looked like about 15, 20 of them. And I thought, well, there's a bunch of yellow jackets. And so I turned the machine around, and I'm going back toward the other end of the yard just to get in it, you know. I'm thinking on the study all this time, you know, and I'm walking in total peace because I'm having a good time, you know, recalling some things that we went over. And so, you know, I got to the other end of the yard, and I just kept mowing back and forth. Well, I made about one more trip, and when I did, there was a whole lot of bees airborne. And I thought, wow, where's these bees coming from? And I looked down on the ground, and I guess there was a hole there, probably about 4 or 5 inches in diameter. And, I mean, they was pouring out of it. I thought, wow, look at these bees, you know. And I'm mowing. I'm not stopping to take count or nothing. I'm mowing, you know. I haven't got anything on my mind except the Bible study and getting done with this job. And so as I went to the far end, I was thinking about one area of salvation, which was protection from God, His divine protection on us. And so as I was going back toward the bees, I said, Father, I just ask you to give me soteria, give me a salvation in the area of protection from these bees. I said, you know, I've got a job I need to do here, and I want to get done with it. And I just ask you to give me your divine protection, and I thank you for it. And I receive it right now because it's a finished work. And I just kept going. I just kept going. And I went all the way back down to the other end where the bees were. And this time, it looked like there's 300, every bit of 300. I thought, wow. And I just laughed at them, and I thought, wow, look at these bees, you know. And so as I turned to go back the other way, well, they started hitting on me. And they was popping me, you know, just hitting me in the neck, in the back, on the arms. And every once in a while, well, one or two of them, it'd strike me in the chest, you know, and everything. And I just laughed to myself, you know. I said, well, you can't touch me. You can't touch me. And I just kept mowing. And so I turned the machine around, and the bees is following me from one end of the yard to the other, you know. And so I turned around and went back, and I guess I made at least 10 or 15 extra trips down by the bees. And, I mean, they're just, as I said earlier, I felt like they was calling in reinforcements. I mean, there was so many bees there, I just couldn't believe it, you know. And they were striking me all over on my legs and everything. I mean, they were hitting me, you know. But you might say, well, it don't sound like you got no protection, Charlie. But I did. They hit me, I don't know how many times, maybe 50 times, I don't know. They was hitting me all over on the jaws and everything. But the miracle is I was not stung one time. They were hitting on me, but they couldn't sting me. They couldn't touch me because of God's divine protection that He granted to each and every believer. And I just happened to claim that, you know, and I was actually walking in it back and forth across the yard. And so when I was just about done with my mowing, and I had a trail of grass going down through there because it was wet that morning, and probably 6-8 inches wide. And I thought, well, I'm just going to let that mess dry a little while, and I'll come back and rake it up. And the Lord sort of like he showed me another miracle. Because I did a little bit of trimming and everything. I came back in about 20, 30 minutes, and I said, well, I'm going to rake up that grass. And I went over to the front yard there, pretty close to where the bees were, and they were still a very few, maybe 10, 15 of them. They was flying around, probably wondering where I went or whatever, but they was flying around. So I took the rake, and I started raking up the grass so I could get rid of it and clean it up out of the yard. And when I took the first sweep of grass, I looked down and it caught my eye. I said, wow, look at this, you know, and I'm staring at the ground and what I'm seeing is dead bees. And I thought, wow, if this ain't something, not only God didn't let me get stung by any of these creatures, but he also got rid of a few of them here too. And I'm just guessing, I would say there's probably a good double handful of bees land. They were scattered out all over the yard there, you know. So, I'm just rejoicing in the Lord, and I took the rake and got the grass up and done away with all of that. And I loaded my machine up, and I'm just thanking God. I'm waiting on Linda to get done with her part of the yard. And I was just having a good time. I was being refreshed by the Lord and His Spirit. And so I just wanted to share that with everybody out there. We need to claim all of salvation, not just a piece or a part of it, because God is a great God, and he wants to do all things for us. You know, He wants to provide our every need like a baby, and He is most definitely our Heavenly Father. So I hope that'll be a blessing to somebody out there. We don't have to fear anything. All we have to do is fear our Father, you know, fear God and walk after Him. Amen.
Amen. Hey, Tim, I'll tell you what, if y'all ain't blessed by that and you ain't shouting glory, hallelujah, you ain't got a bit of Jesus in you. I'm telling you, I've been sitting back here hollering and singing hallelujah during that whole testimony. That thing, that just blesses my socks off. Glory to God. And them socks is over on the other side of the room. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Amen. No, that's the power of testimonies. It's just, God is so awesome. I mean, he brought a thunderstorm to a forest fire and, you know, protected Charlie. And, you know, as we just start walking in faith and sharing testimonies, I mean, it's just, there's nothing that he can't do. It's awesome. Absolutely awesome. Thank you, Father. Amen.